Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a former pastor and a serial entrepreneur who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. Dave Trotter here. I'm your host, and I'm very excited to be with you for the next few minutes. I got a question for you as we begin together. How many of you want to make a positive impact in the world through your business or in your job? Well, that seems like a no-brainer question, right? How many of you want to make a positive impact in the world through your business or in your job? The answer is all of us. Yes, you want to do great things in this world. Not only do you want to generate financial freedom and wealth for you and your family, but you would not be listening to the Inspiration Rising podcast unless you wanted to do something good in the world. I truly believe that. So the question becomes, how can you serve people? How can you do good and be at your very best day in and day out? How can you show up full of energy and life and wisdom? How can you do that? I believe that you need two things in order to make this positive impact. Number one is knowledge, and number two is heart. Knowledge and heart. First of all, knowledge. Okay, no matter what you are doing in your business or in your job in life, you have to have some sort of knowledge that you are, well, you're utilizing it in order to create a business or do a great job in your job. You have to, let's just say you're a health coach. You got to know all the things about being healthy, all the things about nutrition and supplements and body movement and exercise. If you're a business coach, you need to know all the latest strategies in terms of developing an online business. You have to have the knowledge aspect. But the second part is that you need to have heart, that your soul needs to be refreshed so that you actually have something to give on a daily basis. I believe that the work you do is so much more than just a movement of information, a movement of knowledge. Yes, you have to have that knowledge. You have to be able to share that knowledge and share that information, share that wisdom from one person to another, whether it's through coaching or through some sort of selling of some sort of product or service. But I believe that you are also participating in what I call a movement of the heart. Yeah, a movement of the heart. Because if you are a soul-inspired coach, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a leader in the workplace, you know that you have the power to do so much more than just pass along information. You have the power to move hearts. Now, I can tell somebody what to do. I can tell somebody how to build a business, how to start a business, how to grow their business. But until their heart is moved, it's oftentimes just information that's being passed from one person to another, and that doesn't necessarily motivate them to make that shift in their life or business. It's just information. Same thing is true when it comes to raising kids, for instance. Now, my kids are 18 and 21. I can give them information about a value, something that we would want them to value in life. You start this when kids are super small. You try to communicate something. You give them information. Do not do this. Do this, right? And you're trying to modify their behavior. It's behavior modification by giving them information. But until they have a movement of the heart, a transformation of the heart, until they understand the value that you are giving to them in their heart, then the transformation won't be internal. It'll simply be external behavior modification. That's the same thing. It's true when it comes to coaching or consulting in business. If I have clients and I'm telling them information, until they have this heart transformation, until something shifts inside of them, their motivation, their consistency, their intentionality won't shift in their life or business. And so I'm not just passing along information, I'm passing along and trying to get their heart to be moved. So whether it's a one-on-one conversation or group coaching like I do on Tuesday nights, or it's a big workshop that I'm presenting, people are showing up in need. Not only are people showing up in need for me, people are showing up in need with you. Every day in your business, whether you have what you would consider clients or customers, people are showing up in need with what I would symbolically see as an empty cup. And they're looking for their cup to be filled up from you as a business owner or a coach. They're looking for that cup to be filled up with not just information, not just a product or service, but they're looking for their cup to be filled up with inspiration. Now, here's where your heart comes in. You can't pour from an empty cup. You cannot fill their cup if your cup is empty. Now, I know what I'm talking about here, you guys. After being a pastor for over 10 years, I was dry heaving from my soul. I was trying to pour from my cup so much to fill other people up and to build an organization that my cup was so empty that I ended up having to, basically, I dropped my cup. I ended up hitting rock bottom. For 10 years, I said yes to so many things and so many people, and I pushed so hard to grow that church bigger and bigger and help more people. But you guys, I wasn't taking care of myself. And so 13 years ago, I ended up landing in a mental hospital for 3 days, and I had to get my head straight. I had to start filling my own cup up, and I had to relaunch my life. And so that's one of the reasons why I am so passionate about supporting soul-inspired coaches and entrepreneurs to grow your business. I want to help you grow your business, but more than anything, I want to help you grow. I want you to be filled up. I want you to have an amazing life. And so one of the things that I've started doing, if you haven't heard me mention it here on the podcast or other places, every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time, I'm hosting something called Soul Arise, 8 a.m. Pacific time on Facebook Live on the Inspiration Rising Facebook page. And I'm there just to create an atmosphere where your soul would arise and you'd be refreshed every week. Yeah, because you need that. I need that. We need those places and moments where we create a sacred space just to have our soul arise and be refreshed. As part of this, I started thinking, what if you and I did one thing every day for 7 days to help our souls arise and be refreshed? Just one thing for 7 days. Something that you don't already do, but you know it would truly benefit your life. What could it be? It could be meditation, it could be prayer, it could be scripture reading, it could be reading a personal development book, it could be walking, it could be exercising, it could be drinking a certain amount of water, it could be creating a gratitude list, it could be any of these things that would refresh your soul. You just do one thing every day for 7 days, something that you don't do already. I created a worksheet for you so that you could download it and print it out and write your commitment statement at the top. If you go to insporising.com/solarize7, that's insporising.com/solarize7. If you download the worksheet, you'll see at the very top, it says starting, and then you put the date, and it says, I commit to blank for the next 7 days of my life because I want to feel blank. So for me, the very first week that I did this, when we started Solarize, I commit to 15 minutes of meditation for the next 7 days of my life because I want to feel grounded. I want to feel grounded. Yeah. Now, why do I say that you're doing this because you want to feel a certain way? It's because that if you can feel good, you will show up differently in life. You will absolutely show up differently. If you feel good, you're going to feel more connected to other people. You're going to feel more confident in your gifts. You're going to show up for your clients and customers in a way that they feel like they're being fully supported. Just if I can help you feel better on a daily basis. Okay? Now, you'll see at the top of the worksheet, there are the 7 days with just one box. It says yes. There is no no box. Because I'm assuming that if you're committing to do this for 7 days, you're in. And you're going to commit, you're going to click, you're going to check, there you go, yes, on each one of those top boxes. And then there are 5 questions below that I want you to ask yourself before you get started. They're very simple questions. The first is, by keeping my commitment, how will my life and business be even better? By keeping my commitment, how will my life and business be even better? Yeah, well, for me, I said, well, if I meditate for 15 minutes a day, which I don't currently do, I have done this past week, I'm going to feel a greater sense of confidence, and that's going to help me in my life and business, of course. Number two, if I don't keep my commitment, what will it cost me? Well, it'll cost me some groundedness, because I would lack that groundedness. It would possibly cost me my integrity, because I'm telling people that I'm going to do it. Number three, what do I need to do to ensure I will follow through on my commitment? For most of us, what you need to do is you need to schedule the actual time in which you're going to do whatever it is that you've chosen. Number four, who do I feel called to tell that I'm making this commitment? Who do you want to tell? Tell somebody. It will help you keep you accountable, not because they're going to be asking you, but just because you know, I was going to do this to so-and-so, and it's that extra little motivation. And then number five, how will I celebrate when I complete my Solarize 7? So we're calling this Solarize 7. It's this one thing that you do for 7 days. How are you going to celebrate? For me, I just wrote down, I'm going to do a happy dance. Yeah. I used to probably, you know, I'd go, oh, I'm going to celebrate by eating some fried chicken, but I'm not eating that way anymore. So how are you going to celebrate? It could be something very simple. Now, the bonus says at the bottom, post an image on social media that represents your commitment and tell people what you're committing to do for 7 days. Hashtag Solarize7. And so it's super fun to see people posting these on social media about what they're committing to do and how it's impacting their life. So that's what I want to ask you to do as an action step from this podcast is download the worksheet. InspoRising.com/Solarize7, the number 7. The link is in the show notes. And I want to ask you to commit to something, one thing for the next 7 days. The reason why I came up with this, I had recently completed the 75 Hard Challenge. If you're not familiar with it, you can just search 75 Hard. You do 5 or 6 things every day over the course of 7 days. It's very intense. Completed it last summer. It really made a difference in my life. But a lot of the clients that I work with, it's just frankly too much. And so I started realizing that everybody can do one thing for 7 days, one thing. And if you do that one thing that you don't normally do, I guarantee you it will change the trajectory of your life. Now, the reason why I say that is because I believe that after you do that one thing for 7 days, you're going to want to keep doing it because you felt the results. You felt how good it felt, how it made a difference in your life and business. So one thing for 7 days, your Solarize 7, what is that one thing that you would be willing to commit to do for 7 days? Anybody can accomplish this. I truly believe it. All right. So download that worksheet and post on social media, hashtag Solarize 7. I'm excited to see what you are committed to doing. Yeah. And join us at Solarize. If you go to solarize.me, solarize.me. You can learn more about our Sunday morning gathering, Sunday on the Inspiration Rising Facebook page at 8 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, you can always watch the replay. Now, I want to give you a blessing as we end this short episode together. And because I believe that this whole thing that we're doing together, Solarize, is more than just a movement of information. It's a movement of the heart, and you're participating in it. I want to invite you to put your hands over your heart, symbolizing that you are open to what the divine has for you in your heart and your soul, and that you're in need. And so may you know that the divine has an unending source of love and joy and peace, and it's available to you. And as your hands are over your heart, may you feel that love, peace, and joy just flowing into your soul, that you would be filled to capacity, overflowing, so that you would be able to pour generously into your clients and your customers this next week. Be blessed. Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor. Share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.